Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, good morning. First, condolences from everyone go out to quite a lady, Barbara Bush, the first lady, and married, I think, 73 years to George H.W. Bush. And what can I say? She was a lovely lady, loved her family, loved her country, never held her peace when she had something to say, and my kind of woman, and had a good celebrated life with George Bush. So we move on here today. I want to talk about Comey lies. I want to talk about the Democrat Party. Their schemes are backfiring left and right, and there's now indication in the polls that sentiment is shifting back towards the Republicans. Now, here we are. We're, say, May, June, July, August, September, October. We've got 6 months before next November. It makes for great headlines and great stories. It's a little premature, but this is what people like to speculate on. Oh, the Democrats are a shoo-in. It's very often what today's story is. Ask James Comey. And I'm sure we'll head down that road, too, as well. But I want to say that this has been a long, long period of time that Democrats have been successful by scaring people into voting for them. And now I'm not Michael Savage. I'm not Sean Hannity. I'm not one of those national voices that resonate with millions of people. I have a very huge audience nationally. But that wasn't my goal when I started to do this, and it's not my goal now. But I'll be very honest when I tell you that, I don't know, I think it was about a year ago, just to show you that I'm affected too, and I was affected by the tactics. It was more than a year ago, because that subhuman Barack Obama was in office. And I went to the post office. I go every day, get my mail. And suddenly, and I still don't have an explanation, I get mail every day. 7 straight days of no mail for me. Not even advertisements. So I went to the they're very nice at the post office I go to, and I told them I don't want to sound like I'm part of that I'm on the negative end of conspiracy theory, but there's been a lot of hard politics discussed. Is there any chance that somehow this mail is not being delivered to me? I think it was a fairly naive and not so bright statement on my part, but this is when mail comes every single day and it doesn't come 7 days in a row, it's more than the postman putting it in the wrong box. Well, finally that got sorted away. I still have no idea what happened. But my point being, we, the American public, who are not part of this socialist dark state movement, should be aware of what's going on. Now, these things, as you can see, Michael Cohen, Sean Hannity, Yarna, top-notch level, visible to everybody. And there is no demographic breakdown. And these are the kinds of things that happen. Now the Democrats, I think, are becoming less and less successful in scaring people into voting them. It's a tactic really used when you can't persuade people on facts. And as I noted on this show many times, I don't think you can reach people on facts anymore. We all have decisions. You remember, you used to hear arguments and someone would say, that makes sense. That makes sense. I'm changing my point of view. It doesn't happen much. Or at least it wasn't happening enough to me so that I stopped. Americans were recently reminded of the Democrats, refrain when Nancy Pelosi, little twist on my tongue here, declared that Trump's tax cuts as Armageddon, relying on contrived drama, just like when Obamacare came out. Let's pass the bill and then we'll read it. And she started comparing a tax cut to a fight between biblical armies. Is she flat out nuts? Well, the answer to the question is yes. Then I'll ask the question, is she flat out nuts? And I'll let you respond. Flat out nuts. And I like her. I'd like to see her again as the minority leader for the next term in Congress, regardless of, well, it's not regardless of who wins it. It's when Trump wins it. She's out of her mind. And they're all drinking the same juice. Here, give me a sip of that Kool-Aid. When the Senate GOP was discussing Trump's health care bill, the Democrats' response, hundreds of thousands of people will die. That guy from Florida, I can't think of his name, Alan somebody. Oh, my God, he went on and he just made that as a flat statement. We're all going to die. Democrats don't have any policy answers, so they've decided to rely on existential threats and fear. When you start rating, people who are doing more harm to this country just by their very existence here, it's pretty tough not to have Keith Ellison come to the top. He's the deputy chairman of the Democrat National Committee and was handed the baton when he said to the progressive candidate, "Women are dying." This is a quote. "Women are dying because we are losing elections," Ellison said. "We don't have the right to lose a damn election. We have to win." What is this craziness running through this party? Ellison was referring to a reported rise in maternal mortality rates in Missouri and Texas. Here's the interesting part. I might have understood if he said New Hampshire, some innocuous state, if I may use that term. But Ellison was referring to reported rise in maternal mortality rates in Missouri and Texas. The good news for Texas, those reports had already been disproven and explained by a computer reporting error. Now, you may have heard the first part of that, but you never heard the second, I bet. Because the infant, this is part of what can't come out. It's got to be suppressed. And what is the argument really based on? What's it really based on? Comments at women against them and not on their behalf. Women are so fragile, so vulnerable, that if the Democrats don't win and government doesn't control more of your life, you'll die. What a sexist argument that they can't control their own lives and they need Big Brother to help them along. Same thing. Look at the treatment of minorities and blacks. Blacks have been abused in this society horrifically through the years. And today as well. And all you have to do is take a look at the Democrat Party or watch Dinesh D'Souza's movie. The last one, Hillary's America. I still say thank you very much, Dinesh D'Souza, for that movie. I know you made a difference in the elections. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high net worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
This is Steve Forbes, chairman of Forbes Magazine and Forbes Media. You can't do any better in the morning than starting with Stu Taylor. He'll give you what you need to get through the day and prosper in the future.
We're back, and I probably should have started out with the big news rather than the secondary news, but so be it. I'm going to give you that news now because this is such a major story, and mark this down. Watch how much it's covered in the mainstream media. Very, very little. Oh, by the way, I did mention at the onset of the show that coming up next, well, the final two segments, as we do every third Wednesday of the month, Gary Silverman will be joining us to talk about market volatility, tariffs, and the economic outlook. I'm sure you want to hang around for that. So the other big story, this is, and it doesn't mean, you know, because there's very seldom closure to anything. It's just that this is such a big story. And I turned on ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC. And of course, if you turn off MSNBC, turn on MSNBC, all you're getting is from Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski, a continuous bashing of Donald Trump. There's nothing on the issues anymore. I mean, I watch it for about 30 seconds to a minute every morning, and that's it. Joe, you lost me as a listener. And if we run into each other here in Boston again, which I'm sure we will, I was going to tell you straight out, not that it'll change your life. You lost me. You lost me as a viewer. Got to the point where I just couldn't take it. And I don't know how much on Joe Scarborough they covered this story. But it's a big story. The meeting, not only the upcoming possible peace treaty between North and South Korea, but the upcoming meeting that's, because you don't handle this directly on the top level with each leader, but it's being discussed about five locations where to have this meeting between Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump. It's been very quiet, hasn't it, recently, as they used to say on the Western Front. You realize what kind of an achievement it is just to get to this point? It's been quiet. It's been optimistic. South Korea seems to be very happy and optimistic. And we're talking about maybe yanking down that border. Wow. The last person there, of course, without results, because she's such a dimwit. You know who that is? I'm going to give you a few minutes to think about it. Just a few. a former Secretary of State. And, boy, I will tell you, this is the first time of progress in about 27 years. 27 years. And I'm frankly quite excited because since Madeleine Albright's trip, what has happened under all administrations? Nothing. So we have just, we haven't experienced it, but the news is relating it to us that Trump confirmed Wednesday that CIA Director Mike Pompeo had a top secret meeting with North Korea's Kim Jong-un. And this includes, in terms of other subjects, discussing denuclearization of the rogue state. I don't have any inclination about letting them continue their lives over there. It's up to the peoples. If we can open up trade, get denuclearization under discussion, they'll be 1,000 times better off than they are now. I dealt with the most Americans, are personally interested in going in there and turning their system around. I hope we've learned. There are these regimes, maybe not as barbaric or as evil as this one, all over the world. And I'm just saying, let's take care of ourselves. Let's see if we can get to a point where we can begin trade. And this maniac over there will establish a great relationship with South Korea's moon and that country, and it would be a joy. Get those 37,000 troops that are in the DMZ back. Put them on the border of the southern border of the United States. So Trump, I'm happy to say, was kind of vague about the visit, didn't say much, and I'm happy to hear that. Maybe he's getting it a little bit and not shooting off everything he hears or does or says. But according to the Post, and that's the Washington Post, Jeff Bezos, not exactly a friend of most American people, was part of the effort to lay the groundwork for direct talks between Trump and the head of the rogue state. And that's about its nuclear weapons program. Is there anything more important that they could discuss? Now, I think it's been a miracle since these talks, these negotiations started. Because now we're talking about a unification of sorts about North and South Korea. I think we have been in this Cold War for almost 65 years. And if we make any progress between what Trump is scheduled to do to sit down with Kim Jong-un and with Sun Myung-moon of South Korea, what a miraculous accomplishment that you won't hear about. And why? The tremendous hardships we're posing with sanctions and the fact that Trump finally outsteered, outblinked Kim Jong-un. Now, tomorrow, if all this goes to hell, if everything falls apart, you'll say to me, look at what you're pre-. No, I'm not pre-. Because that's what life is. You talk about the events of the day and what arrived and what happened to make events a little bit different today. And then, hey, you know, I mean, could Switzerland drop a bomb on us? I don't think so, but who can tell what's going to happen next? Trump's doing his job, and I think it's nothing short of a miracle. All right, we'll be back. This is Stu Taylor.
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1682.
Attention! Are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services, or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
Biz Talk Radio. Life stories of the Legal Exchange, Sundays 2 to 3, a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hello, this is Robert Kiyosaki, author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and I want to have a high commendations for Stu Taylor. He's been a supporter of financial education and my message for years. He's a great guy. Keep listening to him.
All right, we are joined, as we are every Wednesday, by Blue Prairie Group, one of the great wealth management companies in this country that will provide you with an incredible education. And if you want to go to blueprairiegroup.com, you'll get it all. There are locations in five cities. And we're back with the co-founder and CEO, and that is Gary Silverman, who's here to talk about some things that are of concern all the time, and that's the market. Where's it going? How much stability do we have? What do these recent policies mean? So I'll begin on the note, Gary, by saying welcome.
Well, thank you, Stu. It's a pleasure to be here.
And it's always a pleasure to have you on. And let me open up with a question. Are there always losers and only losers when we come to trade and tariff issues and increases?
Well, certainly in a trade negotiation, there doesn't have to be winners and losers. It should be a win-win proposition. Global trade, most economists would argue, and ourselves included, that global trade is good. It's good for everyone. We keep prices down. We get greater variety of goods and services here into more developed countries. It raises the standard of living for people around the world, which is a good thing. Greater education begets prosperity, begets peace. I mean, there really are win-win situations. In the converse, in a trade war, really everybody loses. Let me cut that short, because I don't think we're really headed for a trade war. I don't think the language coming out of the administration, whether that's this administration or the, Chinese administration, is really leading up to a trade war. These are, in my opinion, pre-negotiating postures, really. It's a lot of bravado, but I don't think we're really headed into a trade war. I don't think anybody wants that, and nobody would win.
And this is kind of a hallmark, a trademark of Trump style, which I think we, even those of us, and of course I've been familiar with Trump now for many years, and I am a businessman, so I have a proclivity to pay attention and understand some of what he does. And I think this was a case where pulling it back on Canada, Mexico, and it looks like China, and now maybe Japan, he may end up strengthening our position, because as he's done with North Korea, he's sending out a very, very significant message. Don't fool with us in this administration. And I think it's a matter of might and strength over other countries that have had their butts kissed 3 years.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a tightrope that has to get walked, though, because if everybody knows that this is just bluster, then it doesn't have any ability to really affect a negotiation. So it has to be, people have to hope that this isn't serious. The people on the other side of the negotiating table have to hope that this isn't serious. But there has to be that potential that, yeah, this guy might really do this. Otherwise, it wouldn't get the other side of the negotiating table to actually make any concessions. So there is that threat that this will come to pass. But I think the odds of that are pretty low. And it really is very Trump being Trump. You know, people criticized him for the language he was using with North Korea. And now all of a sudden there's a sit down, which who knows how that will go. But it's you know, something that probably wouldn't have happened if he hadn't browbeat Kim Jong-un, you know, all that time and so publicly. This could be just more of the same with China. And I do think the pullback on the threatened tariffs with Canadian steel and aluminum imports and also with Europe on that, you know, he's created all these bilateral exceptions to the tariffs. I think the Chinese, he's just waiting for the Chinese to get in line.
And I think, and I highlighted at the onset of the show, one of the most significant events that we have seen in years, and I'm not naive, neither are you and neither are the American people, but there's been a significant step forward, was not only Trump's stare down of Kim Jong-un for the first time, but also North Korea and South Korea meeting perhaps to engage in diplomacy that will result in one Korea. And I think they've been sanctioned to death. I think Trump has caused Kim Jong-un to blink. And you're not hearing much about it except on Fox. And this will have outstanding effects, I think, on the worldwide economy.
Trump likes to sit at the high stakes table. You know, he's not doing the nickel spots, which I like. The negotiations with North Korea is a high stakes game because they could implode. I'm not worried about the risk of a nuclear war, but they could implode. That could set relations back for a while. So it's a high stakes gambit. I'll differ from with you in a little bit. I think much of the credit for the North and South Korean sit down goes to Moon. I think he's the one who first put out the olive branch. He was criticized by a lot of the Western media for capitulating, and he stood his ground. He invited North Korea to the Olympics and, you know, gave them great prominent seating. He really took a lot of effort and risked a lot of political capital to make that happen.
I agree with you, but I still think the initial force behind this, from behind the scenes, because things go on behind the scenes for months, was Trump's positive initiative here and expressing his sentiment, and that came before. And it's just a guess. Who knows? I'm just happy it happened. So
yep.
Looking at some positive potential results here. And I want you to kind of analyze the market, although by its ultimate confusion and the fact that there's no logic to a lot of it, at least from people like myself, and even to the experts who afterwards say they don't have explanations for things. I could cite several examples, but I don't want to take the time. This recent market volatility, how does it compare with prior volatility? When you, I think, oh boy, when you start getting triple-digit markets going up and triple-digit markets going down, it's a little scary. For some reason, things seem a little different. I don't feel scared. I don't think there's anything wrong with the infrastructure of the market.
It certainly is a scary phenomenon when you have these 300, you know, 500-point moves. Although you have to remember, in percentage terms, given the run-up of the market over the last 9 years now, in percentage terms, these moves aren't that significant on a daily basis. What is significant is what's different over the last 7 years is we haven't had this kind of volatility. But what the volatility we've been seeing since late January is, as you were alluding to, really quite normal. Going back 40 years, in any given year, it would be very normal to see five market downturns of more than 5% and at least one market downturn of more than 10%. And that's in every calendar year. That would be the normal expected. It didn't happen every year, but that would be the normal going back 40 years. We haven't had that. So this feels really odd and strange and new and like, my gosh, this is so different. But really it's not. It's a return to normalcy. It just feels different because
percentages, take a look at the percentage decrease and increase. It's much different to 26,000 than when you start at 17.
Exactly. On percentage terms, these moves are, you know, they're not insignificant, but they're not in the top 10. They're not in the top 20, you know, in terms of most volatile days. In percentage, in point terms, they kept talking. I remember all the, you know, CNBC commentators and whatever saying, oh, the highest point drop, the, you know, second highest point drop in history. Yeah, but not even, you know, in the top 20 in terms of percent. And it's the percentage exactly that you really want to focus on.
All right, we're going to come back with Gary Silverman of Blue Prairie Group and continue to attack these issues from an economic standpoint. And I'll tell you what else gives me great deal of optimism, but I'll save that till after the break. This is Stu Taylor. The website, blueprairiegroup.com.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. Don't delay. Order now.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Jack Welch, and you're listening to Stu Taylor on Business. Back, and I wanted to talk about something that is at least pleasant to me. There have been two moves made just very, very recently. One is the addition of John Bolton, whom I've had on my radio show several times. I think he's a genius, and he's tough, but he's part of what Trump is looking for right now, and I'm so happy that he is with us, John Bolton. And the other addition that just thrills me no end is right now that Larry Kudlow has taken over as the chief economic advisor for Trump. And Kudlow, I've had the pleasure of introducing him. I was the host at an investment show in New York, and I hosted Larry Kudlow. He was the keynote speaker. And then he and I sat and had lunch, basically just the two of us. And I certainly consider him at least of average intelligence. This guy is so super smart, he scares you. He doesn't scare you if you're on the same wavelength. And I think we have a sensational addition to the White House. I mean, it's almost like if Larry says it, I believe it. I don't like to get into those situations, but if Larry says it, I believe it. And it was cute with a little bit of a difference between he and Nikki Haley, who I like a lot better as ambassador of the United States. She speaks her piece. And they had a disagreement on sanctions against Russia. So having said this within the context of looking ahead, what do you think, Gary, will be kind of the guiding lines for the future? And the future you can only talk about in short terms regarding the economic and market outlook. What's your perspective? I almost hate to ask that.
The addition of Kudlow to as Trump's senior economic advisor was very welcome news. As you say, he is broadly—I don't know him personally, but he's broadly considered to be a very, very sharp thinker, a Reagan-esque free trader. Again, another reason why I don't think we're headed to all-out trade wars and serious significant tariffs, because I don't think he would have joined the team. if that were really in the offing. So that another signal to me that this is negotiating. I think his addition is great. Jerome Powell as head of the Fed also. I thought Yellen did an admirable job. I think Powell is...
I was happy with her, yeah.
Yeah, and I think Powell is continuing in a similar sort of fashion. So I think the economic leadership is in pretty good shape right now. We think that we're not at the end of the bull market yet. The leading economic indicators are still rising, not as much as they were last year. They are slowing, but they're still rising. And generally speaking, there's not a recession to be expected in the short term until the leading economic indicators turn decisively negative, and they haven't. They're not near that yet. So I think we have another year and a half of economic growth here in the country, probably finish out this year at 3% GDP growth, which is pretty good.
That's fantastic.
Where we've been, absolutely. The only reason I don't say it's fantastic is because unemployment is really low. And, yeah, there's a lot of unreported slack in the labor force, but even that slack has come down significantly over the years. So
I think it's fantastic because all you have to do is look on a comparison basis with decreasing growth under Obama, where we were between 1% and 2%. So with me, it's comparative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And all I'm saying is very often, you know, success sees its own destruction. With the 3% growth that we're going to have, that we expect this year, and very low unemployment, that is what will probably lead to wages increasing. We're already starting to see signs of that. That create upward pressure on inflation, which will cause the Fed to not only react, but overreact. And that's very often, unless there's an exogenous political event or something like that, which doesn't happen that often to upset the markets. But normally what happens is the Fed tightens, raises interest rates too much, puts the kibosh on the growth because of inflation concerns, and that creates the recession. So my concern with the 3%, I think it's great, and I think it shows what this economy is still capable of doing despite what other people have said. But 12 months, 18 months down the road, the Fed's going to keep tightening and tightening to stop inflation from going too far ahead, and that's what's going to cause the recession probably sometime in the second half of 2019 or maybe early 2020.
We've exempted a few countries, and I think Trump will exempt a few more on tariffs, as we talked earlier. In the remaining, oh boy, I have a thousand questions. In the remaining minute, see if you can hit on, will tariffs actually help American manufacturers, and will they cause prices to go up significantly?
If their tariffs were to really get put into place, then I think it would hurt everyone. Yeah, it might help some industries in the short term, but it would hurt others. Net, I don't think it would be a good thing, but I don't think it's going to go there. What Trump wants out of these tariff negotiations is greater access, and I'm speculating here, but what he wants is greater access to international markets. He wants China to stop stealing our trade secrets, to stealing our technology. And that's what this is really all about. It's about using the tariff threats to negotiate better access and fairer trade, which is, I think, where we'll end up. And that will be a really good thing for everyone around the world.
All right. Perfect timing, Gary. As always, I can't thank you enough for brightening up this show. At least now with the somewhat positive news, there are times we can't do that. But it's always a pleasure having you on. It's blueprairiegroup.com. If you want to learn a lot, go to the website. Thank you, Gary, and thank everyone for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
The
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.